A new survey finds a big shift in the political attitudes of people in this country and a reversal of fortunes for the major parties. The Pew Research Center for the People and the Press has been tracking Americans' opinions and values since 1987, and the center's director, Andrew Kohut, is with us to talk about the changes it's now picking up. Welcome, Andy. Glad you're here.
Happy to be here.
Now, let's start with the broader issues. What's going on?
Well, we see more support for the social safety net. We have about four questions that we've been asking since 1987. They're all going in the same direction. Should the government take care of those who can't take care of themselves? Only 57% agreed with that statement in 1994. It's climbed up to 69% now, but it's inched up over the 90s. What we see is a reversal of the movement toward conservative attitudes toward the social safety net that occurred in the mid-90s, changing as we reach 2007, more people saying the government should guarantee that everyone has enough money for food and shelter.
I wonder if Katrina has anything to do with
that. You know, I was thinking that myself. These numbers have been going in this direction, but now in this survey, the last one was done in 03, this one done in 06, late 06, early 07, the intervening event may have been Katrina, showing the underside of life in America. And it's clearly there. We also see more concern about income inequality. And we see a big partisan gap in the way people look at their own finances. When we first started doing these surveys, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents all made the same judgments about how well they were doing financially. In this survey, 81% of Republicans said they were doing well. Only 50% of Independents and Democrats said they're doing financially well.
So how do these changes translate to attitudes, not just about people themselves, but attitudes about the political parties?
Well, we do see the Democrats really opening up a bigger advantage. 4 years ago, Democrats had a small advantage when you consider the number of people who say they're either Democrat or independent lean Democrat. It was 47-41. It's now opened up to a wide 50-35% gap, reflecting more people saying they're somewhat more people saying they're Democrats and somewhat more independents saying they lean Democratic.
That's where the big change seems to be among the independents.
Among the independents. Now, if these attitudes and values carry through into the election year, it's going to be a challenge for the Republicans because the landscape is not as favorable as it once was.
And yet, Andy, you say that the Democrats shouldn't necessarily look at these findings and predict a big victory or at least an easy victory.
The problem in the data for the Democrats is that while opinions of the Republicans have declined from positive 67% in 94 to 41% now, attitudes for the Democrats really haven't changed. People have a better regard for the Democrats than the Republicans, but it's still a pretty lukewarm, modest rating. So this partisan advantage is more a case of the Republicans slipping, the Democrats making gains in public regard.
Now, there's one last very interesting point you find in this survey, that Americans are feeling less confident in America as a whole.
Yeah, fewer Americans say we can achieve what we want. Still, most people feel this, but a somewhat smaller majority. And this reflects, I think, disillusionment because of lack of success in Iraq. And we see Iraq affecting how Americans see its place in the world. We see a smaller percentage of Americans saying we should play an active role in world affairs. We see a considerably smaller percentage of Americans saying we should ensure peace through a strong military.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
That was Andy Kohut. He's with the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.